Blog Talk Radio.
You know what's funny is I actually hit play 15 seconds before this episode was scheduled to start, and it still started 2 seconds late. Anyway, I'm Anita, and this is Rambles. I know usually I do it my show on Sundays, but didn't quite work out on Sunday. It wasn't a bad Sunday, but it did not quite work. And yes, it is raining in the bathroom. I'm outside. I don't know why I'm saying bathroom, but it is raining outside. So this episode, can I really afford this? It's a very interesting phrase, first of all, because the first thing you think of when you hear that phrase is money. You think of it in the store when you have your debit card or credit card or cash. Can I really afford this? And you try to talk yourself out of buying, let's say, a really cute bag. Yeah, and I've got a cute bag in the bath, in, like, right behind me. I got it as a gift, but you do question, can I really buy this? Can I really afford it? But when it comes to other things, you don't ask that question. Like, why is this question only related to money? Why isn't it related to relationships or jobs? So I will expand because I did touch on this a little bit on my episode about time being a non-renewable resource, and that was in 2016. It was episode 35, which was like 50 episodes ago. I'm amazed. But it is listed in Roman numerals about how time is a non-renewable resource, and if you want to check it out, go ahead. There's time. There's energy. I actually have started on a book a while ago about emotional vampires. People don't think about it, but some people are so draining. And everybody has moments when they can be a draining person, but there are other times when it's like, oh my God, I don't want to talk to this person. Please, no, please, no. Low pay, another example. Or even if the low pay isn't a low pay, but it pays very well, can I afford the stress that comes with this job? Burnout is a very real thing. I've known people who have experienced burnout. I've been burnout from jobs, and they pay pretty decently. Can I afford this level of burnout? Can I afford not spending time doing what I truly want to do? And I know that's not a job's position to give you what you want all the time. But can I really afford how unhappy I am in my personal life? It's a major thing. I'm not there. When I'm there, I'm sleeping. Can I afford to lose this investment? And going back to the relationships, friendships, and romance, because can I really afford to deal with this person disappointing me? Can I really afford to be this example to my kids? And going back to the episode about marriage, can I really afford to be in a marriage with this other person? And that was the episode I had to redo. It was episode 82. It's really an interesting institution, so if you want to check that out, you can. But can I afford this, even if you're not married? Can I afford to deal with this person's, what I consider grievances? I had a discussion with somebody, and they were like, there's a difference between what you accept and tolerate. Do I really want to spend a lifetime tolerating this stuff? Really something to think. And it's not just the extremes of, you know, emotional abuse, which is not something anybody should deal with, or physical abuse. It could be something as minute as, do I really want to tolerate the way they chew? I'm going to deal reference with their mouths open. Some people cannot, and I get it because nobody wants to see another person eating, but some people can't. Can I really deal with them leaving toenail clippings everywhere? That's something. Is that a deal breaker? Because if you stay, it's energy. Again, going back to the emotional vampire, and they may not be an emotional vampire, but those habits will drain you. Can I afford to not have peace of mind?
That's
another thing. It can be with jobs, and it can be relationships versus money. Because even if you spend money on something you truly love, you're not, you may be emotionally stressed about the bill, but depending on how much you loved it, you'll learn to deal with it. It's like, okay, yes, I'm just going to use an example, a Coach bag. I mean, coaches are not the most expensive bags. I'll go for an Hermes handbag. You may spend $6,000 on an Hermes handbag, but if it's one you truly wanted, you don't feel drained. You may feel drained about people wondering, why would you spend that kind of money on a bag, but it's not as emotionally in that bill, but if you have it, thanks. But when you do it in a job, and jobs also have a level of relationships because depending on where you're working, you're interacting with coworkers. I've had that where I've worked with horrible coworkers, and yeah, I got overtime and everything, but I was so unhappy. I mean, really, when you're sitting in the bathroom looking at your situationship, blood pressure, and it's like, do I take these before Monday? There's some kind of oil on top of the fridge. Maybe I should take it with that. That's tiring, and then that causes addiction, or it causes you to indulge in an addiction you have. Less like, in my case, I'm an emotional eater. I'm just going to be honest about it. I've been doing it since I was a kid. Sometimes, depending on how stressed out, I may not eat. But other times, I'm going to eat. And I gained a bunch of weight also because I was dating Cajun food and he was a good cook. But I crossed that line sometimes, even with drinking. So can I afford my health and my stress being out of control with this relationship? That's a horrible question. And that's the question only you, the listener, or me, if it's the question I'm asking myself, is this worth it? Can I really afford to lose my valuable my time? Energy can neither be created or destroyed, but I have better ways to use my energy than to be stressed out and full of negative energy, because that stuff spreads when you're going through something that causes you dis-ease. That's what one of my friends said. She's like, it's not disease, it's disease. It's making me uncomfortable. It's making me unhappy. And then I'm going to spend money on stuff to that, which, again, goes back to, can I really afford it? So I'm going to indulge in a vice. It might be food, which is the common one. It might be randomly shopping for something else. Sometimes it's music, because I love music. I'm a Pisces. You know, we have this thing about music. But I can't. And also, it's something that comes with age. You just do not feel like investing the two most valuable things in your life, your time and your energy, into something that makes your personal life unpeaceful. And yeah, stress is going to happen. Stress is natural. I mean, you could be walking down the street, stub your toe, get hit. Is that, but do I need any unnecessary stress? Can I afford to engage in an unnecessary stress in a bad relationship? And again, maybe emotional vampires are a form of emotional abuse. I mean, it just popped into my head. But no, you have to develop some mental toughness. And the mental toughness comes into this is no longer working for me. I cannot afford this. It comes from being honest with yourself. I can't afford this. Just like you would tell your kid if you're in a store, we can't afford this. Or you would tell yourself, I can't afford this, when you're looking at that iffy outfit. You know, that really cute outfit, and it's like, it's not quite the impulse. But you get to the point, it's like, no. And I had a therapist, yes, I know, that sounds all bougie to say, but I've spent time, I mean, I've discussed mental health before, but they said part of being an adult is telling yourself no. So tell yourself, I can't afford it, whether it's the emotionally toxic relationship or the emotional toxic job. And yeah, financially, it may be one of those cases where you're making $200,000 or $300,000, but if you're having to spend it on indulging in bad habits to deal with it, you can't afford a financial because you're spending it up as soon as you get it. So the mental toughness is telling yourself no. And then once you get it strong enough mentally to tell yourself no, it is easier to tell other people, I cannot engage in this. This is no longer what I want. I would rather not do this. And then you feel pretty good. It's like, I'm adulting. I am a true adult. I can tell somebody no, because no is a two-letter sentence. I learned to tell myself no and keep myself from indulging in this mess. I learned to tell you no. And it was harder to tell me no because I'm in my head all the time. I was in my head when I was in a placenta, and I finally learned to tell myself no. So if I can tell myself no, it's easier to tell you no. Very, very easy. It reduces that stress of, oh, my goodness, I don't want to do this. I just want to curl up. So, yeah, telling yourself no and saying I can't and just being that on, it lifts the clouds. And it's like, this feels great. And walking away. And the person who's unhappy with it, they'll be all right. It's like, it's not the end of the world. And if they are that emotionally weak, is that really a problem? But you're taking time to become an emotionally healthy person, and that's an awesome thing. And don't be too irresponsible with overly indulging on a material thing to celebrate. I do believe some things need celebration. For me, this is my 85th show. I can't believe I made it to 85 episodes. I still can't believe I've been doing this show for over 4 years and having international listeners, and it really means a lot to me because there are other shows on other networks and for people to really take the time and listen to what I have to say, because even in real life, sometimes people don't listen. And for you to tune in and subscribe, it's a wonderful thing. And thank you for making this anniversary possible. I'm not sure what I'm going to do for the 100th, but at the rate I'm going, the 100th episode is going to be this year, which is awesome and truly excited. And yes, I have outlined over 100 episodes. So, yeah, I'm super excited about that. And I don't quite know how I'm going to celebrate, but I'll figure it out. I mean, you know, speaking of months, I cannot believe it's August. Yeah, August started last week, and I'm like, where has the time gone? But at least this time has been productive, so I can't say, oh, I can't afford this. Now, I may lack patience. Yeah, I admit I'm impatient. I was born 2 days early, but this year has been pretty good. I mean, finding out and presenting about podcasting. And getting, I just had the 90-second mark when I was going off topic, so I guess I should segue back to this topic. But asking yourself, can I really afford this? It also helps you manage your money because it helps you figure out what are your true wants versus this, I'm just indulging in this vice to self-medicate. Self-medicating, the idea. Because self-medicating, crossing that line into addiction, like alcohol, drugs, and I mean, you need food, so it's its own category. It's sort of like medical bills, you know. You need to go to the hospital when something bad happens. Unless you want to mess around with your health and decide to eat blueberries when you got food poisoning instead of going to the doctor, not the best idea. But learning to say, I can't afford this, you can put that energy and that time and money into something that's truly worth it. You can and even managing your stress. It's like, okay, I'm going to be stressed out about 18 other things. This is not worth it. Or like the equivalent of, if you can't afford it, buying the ugly bag when you can get Coach or any luxury great purse. Anyway, I'm Anita. This is Rambles. Thank you for listening. Bye.